WJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Fields. Some college football news today as Yahoo Sports is reporting that five SEC players received improper benefits during their college careers, including former Alabama offensive tackle DJ Fluker, casting yet another dark cloud over college sports. The other players were Tennessee quarterback Tyler Bray, defensive lineman Maurice Couch, Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, and wide receiver Chad Bumpus. That report cited text messages and financial records of former Alabama defensive end Luther Davis and an unnamed NFL source who said that Davis was a go-between for the players with NFL agents and financial advisors. All three schools have issued statements saying that they are investigating those allegations. Meantime, more than a dozen Oklahoma State football players have admitted to academic misconduct over the past decade, according to a Sports Illustrated article released yesterday. Among the allegations are that the players received exam answers in advance, passed classes for little or no work, and used tutors who completed work for them. The article was the second of five planned by Sports Illustrated looking at alleged misconduct in the Oklahoma State football program dating to 2001 under coaches Les Miles and Mike Gundy. Miles, who now coaches at LSU, says he repeatedly told Cowboys players to attend class and do the right things. In NFL news, Kansas City Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles is expected to be available for Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys after bruising his quad in last weekend's win at Jacksonville. Charles ran for 77 yards and a touchdown before hurting his quad in the second half of the 28-2 rout of the Jaguars. He went to the locker room, then returned to the field for one play before Coach Andy Reid decided to give him the rest of the afternoon off. Reid said that Charles participated in a walkthrough Wednesday morning and might do a little bit during the Chiefs' practices later. Reid said that we're just taking it slow, but I think he'll be okay for the game. Charles missed time in the preseason with a strained foot. Well, one of the first things Cowboys owner Jerry Jones did when he awoke Wednesday was to take a good look at the little wooden trophy topped by an odd street sign sitting among the many awards and memorabilia in his Dallas-area home. It's called the Preston Road Trophy, and it was dreamed up by his longtime friend and the late Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt and named after the street on which they once lived just 300 yards apart. Ever since the late 1990s, the trophy has been presented to the winning side on the rare occasions that Dallas plays Kansas City. Jones has had the trophy since 2005. Hunt's son, current Chiefs chairman Clark Hunt, called it the smallest and ugliest trophy in sports and one that he wants to win badly on Sunday. We'll have that Chiefs-Cowboys game for you Sunday here on the radio. Noon is kickoff. In other NFL news, Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh says he is appealing the NFL's $100,000 fine against him for his hit on a Vikings player over the weekend. Sue says he knows the NFL is concerned about player safety, and that's one of the reasons he apologized to Minnesota Vikings center John Sullivan at halftime of Sunday's game after hitting him low during an interception return. Sue made his comment a day after the league slapped him with what is believed to be the biggest monetary fine for on-field conduct, not including suspensions. Elsewhere around the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell said that the NFL should pay attention to those offended by the Washington Redskins nickname. In an interview with Washington radio station 106.7 The Fan, Goodell said if we are offending one person, we need to be listening and making sure that we're doing the right things to try to address that. It was a subtle change in position for Goodell, who had more strongly supported the nickname in his previous statements this year. Defensive tackle Kevin Williams has returned to practice for the Minnesota Vikings after missing the season opener with an injured right knee. Williams suffered a bone bruise and hyperextension of his right knee in the third preseason game at San Francisco. Browns rookie linebacker Barkevious Mingo has been cleared to play, and he's expected to make his debut against Baltimore Sunday. Mingo suffered a bruised lung in an August 15th exhibition game. The number 6 overall pick in the draft missed Cleveland's final two preseason games and last week's season-opening loss to the Miami Dolphins. In baseball, Matt Adams had a two-run homer as the Cardinals broke open a tight game with 4 in the 8th as they beat Milwaukee 5-1 last night. The Cards won their fifth consecutive game to maintain a one-game lead over Pittsburgh and a three-game edge over Cincinnati in the NL Central. The Pirates finished off a three-game sweep at Texas with a 7-5 interleague win yesterday, while the Reds knocked off the Chicago Cubs 6-0 earlier in the day. Carlos Beltran's sacrifice fly off of Michael Gonzalez scored Carpenter to give the Cards a 2-1 lead. An error by catcher Jonathan Lucroy allowed John Jay to score, and Adams followed with his 12th homer of the season. Trevor Rosenthal had a hitless eighth inning as he picked up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco beat Colorado 4-3, Philadelphia over San Diego 4-2, Miami beat Atlanta 5-2, Washington 3-0 over New York, Arizona beat L.A. 4-1. In the American League, Alex Gordon homered on the game's first pitch. James Shields dominated after a shaky first inning. And the Kansas City Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 6-2 Wednesday in a matchup of teams fighting for an American League playoff spot. Kansas City took 2 of 3 in the series between clubs that are in contention for the second wildcard spot in the AL. The Royals, who entered Wednesday trailing Tampa Bay by 3 games, moved a game closer to the Indians. Cleveland was a game and a half back of the Rays, and they stay there after Tampa Bay was beaten yesterday 7-3 in 10 innings by the Boston Red Sox as the Royals move a game closer. The Royals had a home run, a triple, and a single in the game's first 7 pitches to take a 2-0 lead. They added another run in the first. Shields gave up 2 runs on 2 hits and hit a batter in the bottom half before he took control of that contest. Rest of the AL schedule has the Yankees beating Baltimore 5-4, the Angels over Toronto 5-4. It was Detroit 1-0 over the White Sox. Oakland beat up on Minnesota 18-3. Houston beat Seattle 6-1. Well, Derek Jeter began the season on the disabled list, and that's how it'll end. The New York Yankees shortstop will miss the rest of the season after being placed on the DL Wednesday with an ankle injury. The 39-year-old Yankee captain called this season a nightmare. Jeter last played Saturday against Boston and started the year on the disabled list after breaking his left ankle in the 2012 playoffs. He returned to the DL twice more and played in only 17 games, hitting .190 with 1 homer and 7 RBIs. In racing news, NASCAR already has handed down penalties to Michael Waltrip for Clint Bowyer's spin-out near the end of Saturday's Sprint Cup race at Richmond. And there could be even more fallout coming from that race, which decided the field for the chase for the championship. Tiny Front Row Motorsports asked for a deal from Penske Racing in the closing laps of last weekend's race at Richmond, and then helped make sure Penske's Joey Logano made the chase for the Sprint Cup championship by having one of its drivers back off. That's according to an Associated Press review of radio communications. David Gilliland's spotter tells his crew that Logano's team wanted Gilliland's spot on the track, and they said they'd probably be able to help us in the future, according to the review of Front Row's radio communications. Someone believed to be Gilliland crew chief Frank Kerr replied by saying, "You tell that spotter up there it better pay big," to which the spotter says, "Yeah, it's not the spotter, it's the whole committee." A short time later, Logano passed Gilliland on a restart and finished 22nd, 1 spot ahead of Gilliland, and that was good enough for a berth in the chase field. Meantime, 2 of Michael Waltrip Racing's sponsors are reviewing their relationships with the race team following the organization's attempt to manipulate the finish at the Sprint Cup race in Richmond Saturday. Napa Auto Parts posted on its Facebook page Wednesday that it's disappointed a partner would make such a significant error in judgment. Napa is the sponsor for Martin Truex Jr., who was kicked out of the chase for the championship when NASCAR sanctioned MWR for its actions in Saturday night's race. Also, Clint Bowyer's sponsor, 5-Hour Energy, tweeted that it's reviewing its sponsorship relations internally. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.